Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled The Narrow Gates, and it's based on a reading from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way through Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.'" And he continues for some time in this vein. Jesus' long and somewhat angry response to a question from someone in the crowd seems excessive, doesn't it? What is it that bothers him about this rather academic question, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" Isn't it this questioner's lack of personal involvement? He doesn't ask, as the rich young man in Matthew 19 asks, "What must I do to enter into eternal life?" Isn't that the question Jesus wants to hear? Here in Luke's passage, we are reminded that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem and the end of his life. And that has to bring an intensity and urgency to his preaching. Doesn't his emotionally charged answer to the crowd contain an unspoken message, quote, "I am moving toward suffering and death to save you. What are you willing to be and to do to join me on this journey to your salvation? Can you hear me when I send you toward the narrow gate?" What is the narrow gate? Isn't it the focus channel into my true self? Isn't it each present moment in my life which, if I choose, leads to who I truly am meant to be? Remember Catherine of Siena is often cited saying, "Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire." Can I be that person? A person of compassion and truth and mercy and justice? There are, of course, many gates and many diversions and many temporary identities which do not lead to my true self. As Jesus says, it takes strength to choose this gate and to walk through it. Or not. The choice is mine. Once my days have ended, or as Jesus says, after the master of the house has locked the door, well, endings are endings. If the moments of my life have been tepid, superficial, undirected, I can expect to hear the Lord saying, "I do not know where you are from. I ate and drank in your company," I might defend myself. In other words, I was around in the area, but was I focused? Were the choices I made in the sacramental moments of my life wrought from the stuff of which salvation is made? If not, will I hear the Lord say again, "I do not know where you are from. You chose to be just a someone in the crowd, not particularly interested in walking with me through the narrow gate to the person you were meant to be." Thank you.